Evening, councillors, staff and members of the public. I declare the ordinary council meeting of the 3rd of February 2021 open at 5:30 p.m. Could everyone please stand, please? I wish to acknowledge the Yarra people, the traditional custodians of the land, recognise their strength, resilience and pay their respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Thank you. Item 3. This meeting is being streamed live online and audio is being recorded to facilitate the communication and participation of the minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. In accordance with section 6.16, the Town of Borehedland standing orders on local law 2014, members of the public are not permitted to use any visual or voice instrument recording proceeding in any meeting unless that person is given permission to do so by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with section 617-4, the Town of Borehedland standing orders, local law, mobile phones must be switched off and not being used during the meeting. Item 3.1, attendance. I note that 8 councillors are present and attendance is as listed under section 3.1 of the minutes. Thank you. 3.2, attendance by telephone, entertainers communications. There is no councillor attending by telephone, entertainers communications. 3.3, apologies. Councillor Tim Turner and the Director of Corporate Services are apologies for the meeting. 3.4, approved leave of absence. There are none. 3.5, disclosure of interest. Are there any disclosure of interest? There is none. Item 4, applications of leave. Mr. CEO, do you have any requests for applications of leave?
I've received none.
Okay. Councillors, are there any requests for leaves of absence? No. Thank you, councillors. Can I have... Item 5, response to previous questions. The Chief Executive Officer has issued Mr. Wally with a written response to his question from the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 16th of December 2020, the contents of which is detailed within the agenda. Item 6, public question time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an opportunity for members of the public to ask public questions of Council. Section 6.7-3, the Town of Borehedland Standing Orders, local law requires that members of the public wish to ask questions to complete the question form and place it in the completed form in the tray provided. If the presiding member determines that the questions and statements are out of order due to the offensive or objectionable expressions or defamatory, they will not be recorded or responded to. 6.1, public question time. I declare public question time open at 5:34 p.m. Mr. CEO, have you received any questions?
I've received none, Mr. Mayor.
None, thank you, sir. Okay. Any from the audience? No, there is none. I declare public question time closed at 5:34 p.m. 6.2, public statement time. I declare public statement time open at 5:35 p.m. Do we have any public statements at all? Yes, Mr. Wells, please come forward. Yes, Chris.
Over the last 2 years, I've been looking for somewhere to live. And there were opportunities for Chris to be here. I managed to find a unit in Manchester. And it's more than what I have. But because of the situation I'm in, I've got no choice. I've got to take it. It's a new place. It's about 10 years old. It's in a retirement village of about, say, 15 units. It's a gated community. It's more expensive than where I'm staying, and that's going to be key if I can continue to pay our weekly rent. But just letting you know, we are here within, at this point, probably 4 weeks, either late February, early March, depending upon the changeover process now, about who is going to be paying for the removal costs, airline first, refreighting the vehicle, because I don't think I'll be driving south at least at this point. I just want to say that I'm leaving here within the next, say, 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. The town will be assisting Mr. Wally in his move as well.
Okay. I have another statement to make.
Yes.
I'd like the town and the board and council to make the state government and BHP fully accountable for the continuing atmospheric industrial pollution in the west end of Portland and for relevant authorities to continue monitoring the air quality in the western end of town in a regular and transparent fashion, and to have those figures released to the local community on a regular basis.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Good job. Do you have any more public statements on? Okay, I declare public statements are closed at 5:37 p.m. 6.3, deputations, presentations, submissions, there is none. Item 7, questions from members without notice. There were no questions raised at the ordinary council meeting held on the 16th of December 2020. Item 8, announcement by presiding members without discussion. The presiding members' meetings of the month of December 2020 can be found detailed within the agenda.
Just catch your attention.
Okay. Yeah, please do.
Thank you. Before I ask my question, I just like to say congratulations to the new Australian Citizens of the Citizens of the Year Awards. Having been a recipient myself, it's such a prestigious award. I know the honour it bestows on people, especially being active members of our community. So congratulations to those members. Please accept that. Thank you, Mayor. Regarding the financials free port entries, which I did raise before, do we have a bit of a picture of the free entry port costings, etc.? How do the financials compare with the December OCM meetings that had estimated costs of $38,792? If that's too early to get those amounts, I'm very happy to take that on notice, but if we could have it at some stage.
If I can just quickly respond, yes, that is being collated at the moment and there'll be a report presented to all of council, yes.
Thank you, and was it a successful, that as you know, at this point in time?
Might depend on your definition of successful, but I think we'll be certainly providing comment on all of the issues that arose during that period. But certainly there was certainly increased attendance because of council's decision to make a free entry. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you. And my other question is, Mayor Carter, I did briefly chat to you earlier this week about the recent announcement of the future of the Apple Street housing development, which seems to have been given the go-ahead. Despite public submissions and on at least two other previous development applications, which includes the same Apple Street area, which had at that time not been given a go-ahead previously. This included several aspects, one being a large impact on flora and fauna and environmental impacts of our beautiful creek areas. Mayor Carter, as a councillor representing our community, I have been asked to find out more about this announcement. I apologise for short notice, but it's just, since the comments have come out, it's just ongoing with telephone calls. Could we find out more about this announcement? And could councillors that are newly elected councillors be given more information on this latest announcement? As myself and fellow councillors will be responsible for any new developments in this prestige area surrounding our Creek. I'm happy for this to be taken on notice, But I would be concerned if bulldozers start moving in before this is addressed in a more detailed and newly elected fellow councillors, so that we can all see and view this more closely. I did put a submission in against the Ample Street development before I was elected to my present term of office. And I have submitted a submission in the past, therefore I know I will have to declare an impartiality or a locality interest if it does come to council again. So I would like to see if we can get some more answers, Mayor Carter. Thank you for listening to me briefly the other day. I haven't had a chance to talk to you before, but that's my question in detail. Thank you very much.
Now, maybe just quickly in terms of the comment, Councillor, you're right, it was a decision of Council in terms of the structure plans. They have been approved. Happy to provide a briefing to all of the councillors on those structure plans and the decision of Council. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor. Item 9, declarations for all members have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting.
Just like to ask a question on the
yes, Councillor.
Mr. Mayor, the CEO, I gave you a piece of paper there.
Yep.
My question is there on that sheet. We did ask this before about pedestrian crossings near the hospital, near the shopping centre, going towards the McDonald's. There's a little bit of safety out there, which is not good. And also some change rooms and restrooms for the ladies that have got young children that in emergencies they need to feed them and change them.
Thank you, Hazel, for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All members now to declare a show of hands that they have given due consideration to all matters contained within the agenda. Show of hands, please, councillors. Councillor Cumming. Councillor Cumming. Yep. Thank you. Item 10, confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. We have a recommendation before us that Council confirm the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on Wednesday the 16th of December 2020, a true and correct record. Can I have a mover, please?
So
Councillor McDonough, thank you, Councillor. May I have a seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Barthow, thank you. All those in favour, show our hands. Motion is carried at 8-0. We now move on to item 11, reports by officers. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action to Council's decision on any item on this evening's agenda which may they have interest. Until informed notification written by the town has been received, decision making on this meeting can be revoked in pursuit of the Local Government Act 1995. Item 11, reports by officers, 11.1, corporate services, 11.1.1, statement of financial activity for the period ending 30th November 2020. Officers' recommendation that Council, in accordance with Section 6.4 of the Local Government Act 1995, receive the statement of financial activity and material variance report, credit card statements, and note the accounts paid under legal authority the period ending 30 November 2020. May I have a mover, please?
So
Councillor McDonough, thank you, McDonough. Councillor, may I have a seconder, please? Councillor Gillingham, thank you. Any dissent? All those in favour, show our hands. Motion's carried, 8-0. Policy review, amendment to 2-004 ratings and 2-005 debt management and rescinding for the policy 2-015 notice of discontinuance. There are three recommendations for item 11.1.2. the first office of recommendations at council in accordance with section 2.72b of the Local Government Act 1995 endorse the review and review of and adopt the amendments for policy 2-004 rating per attachment 1. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Barfo, thank you, Councillor Barfo. May I have a seconder? Councillor Zuki, thank you, Councillor. Any dissent? Show of hands. Motion's carried 8-0. The second office recommendation is that Council, in accordance with section 2.72b of the Local Government Act 1995, endorse review of and adopt amendments to policy 2-005 debt management as per attachment 2. May I have a mover, please? Yep. Councillor Zilke, thank you, Councillor. May I have a seconder, please? Councillor Gillingham, thank you. Any dissent? Show of hands. Motion is carried 8-0. The third officer's recommendation is that Council, in accordance with section 2.72b of the Local Government Act 1995, rescind policy 2-015, notice of discontinuance, as per attachment 3. May I have a mover, please? Yep. Councillor O'Donnell, thank you, Councillor. And a seconder. Councillor Cole, thank you. Any dissent? Show of hands. Motion is carried 8-0. Okay. 11.1.3, status of council decision update. The office recommendations that council receive a note from the status of council decision as January the 2021 as per attachment 1. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Gillingham, thank you. May I have a seconder? Councillor McDonald, thank you. Any dissent? Shall I show of hands? Show of hands. Thank you. Motion is carried 8-0. 11.1.4, impetus of a new fee inclusion in the 2020-2021 schedule fees and charges. The Office of Recommendations that Council endorsed the impression of a 44 fee inclusion in the 2020-2021 fees and charges. Schedules note that the Town of Poyhedden will give notice this proposal and fee in accordance with Section 6.19 of the Local Government Act 1995, effective 14 days after the publication in the local newspaper. The motion requires absolute majority. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor McDonough. May I have a seconder? Councillor Zilke, thank you. Any dissent? All those in favour, show of hands. Motion is carried 8-0, Councillors. 11.2, community services, there are none. 11.3, regulated services, there are none. 11.4, infrastructure services. 11.4.1, award of tender RFT 2021-02, panel for pre-qualified engineers consultants. Councillors, item 11.4.1 is the award of a tender. Do councillors wish to discuss the matter behind closed doors? No, okay. There is offers of recommendation that council accept the submissions received for RFT 2021-02 for the panel of pre-qualified engineer services for a period of 3 years, commencing 15th of February 2021, in accordance with the conditions listed in the agenda. May I have a mover, please? Yep, thank you, Councillor McDonald. May I have a seconder? Yeah. Councillor Bartho, thank you. Any dissent? Show of hands, please. Motion is carried 8-0. In accordance with R-24AG-2 of the Local Government Act, functions of the General Regulations 1996, the names of successful panel members and their respective prizes will be published. It is recommended that Council close the meeting to members of the public with the relevant officers to remain in. Oh, they've got some. that's it. Sorry, Councillor. I'm just looking at page 47. Okay. Sorry, Councillors. 11.5, executive services, the report, there is no reports. Item 12, report of communities, there are none. Item 13, motions to previously notice was given, there is none. Item 14, new business of urgent nature and late items, there is none. Item 15, matters of which the meeting may be closed, confidential matters, there is none. Item 16, closure, 16.1, the date of the next meeting, the next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday the 24th of February 2021, commencing at 5:30 p.m. 16.2, closure. There being no further business, I declare the meeting closed at 5:51 p.m. Thank you, councillors, thank you, members of the public, thank you, CEO, staff, for attending today's meeting. Thank you.